Today, our scripture is found in Luke 11:13. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
Dearest Father, there is nothing I desire more than to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I need that fresh revival, the precious Holy Spirit who will breathe the image of my Jesus into me. Father, because I ask this, I know that the fullness of your Spirit is mine. Amen.
Today, remember that the gift of the Holy Spirit is yours for the asking. Oh, Father, the thought is too divine, for asking the gift is mine. The Comforter you will not hide, He will be my teacher and my guide. I think that's part of the biggest problem that our church today has, is that we have forgotten what it's like to be under the power of the Spirit. We spend too much time thinking what the Lord will do for us or give us or help us. But the power of the Spirit, the ability to know the Comforter and to know what He can do, is so far greater than anything physically God can do for us. In this season, this time of a new year, think about it. What's more important in your life, God's Spirit or what you have?
Today's action, as you kneel to pray, believe that the Father delights in giving the gift of the Holy Spirit to His precious praying child. Today's treasure is found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. For surely I will command you, and will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as grain is sifted in a sieve. Yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground, and the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say that calamity shall not overtake nor confront us. On that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does this thing.
Today, my friends, think. When was the last time you truly felt the presence of the Holy Ghost?